Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Welcome back to it. It's Tuesday here on the program, and I got to be honest with you. This is all happening at such a pace. It's unbelievable. And the left, come on, guys. This is Barack Obama's law. Barack Obama's administration identified these seven nations. It is a temporary ban, 120 days. It is not about bigotry or xenophobia. It's about seven countries that have close ties to terrorism that we're trying to make sure that people that travel to the United States from those countries are properly vetted. And in the meantime, you've got the mayor of Lansing, Michigan, the capital city, along with the city council, saying they will not tolerate this. They will not put up with this. This is not President Trump's America. It is their America, and they will resist, and they are now pursuing sanctuary city status for the city of Lansing. So says Virgil Bonero, the mayor. He did that last night late during a city council meeting. Joining me now, State Senator Pat Kolbeck. Pat, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve.
If that's news to you, what do you make of it?
It's not news to me. Actually, it's something that, I don't know if you recall, a little while back when the Governor Snyder put the pause button on the Syrian refugees coming into Michigan, I had put forward a resolution encouraging them to continue that pause button over the break, make sure that we made sure that we had adequate vetting processes, just like President Trump is saying, adequate vetting processes before we reopen that gate again. And I actually am pleased with what President Trump's doing. I think it's a common sense approach, and of course it opens him up to claims of being a racist. Well, last time I checked, Syria's not a race. And when you actually get into the Islamophobia claims and all this other stuff, I mean, it takes an appreciation that you're here to serve American citizens first and their security first to stand up against all these false narratives.
And there are a lot of false narratives. You're exactly right. It's a ban on Muslims. False narrative. The number one Muslim, the largest Muslim nation in the world is Indonesia. The second largest population of Muslims live in India. 130 million live in India. Pakistan.
It only affects 10% of the Muslim population.
Yeah, less than, so some say. It's actually less than 10% of the world population currently. So let me talk to you about this, though. Do you think it is appropriate at this juncture for Lansing, Michigan, spurred on by its mayor, Virgil Bonero, to be pursuing sanctuary city status at this time? Is it the proper thing to do? We've got veterans without jobs. We've got children that don't have enough to eat. We've got homelessness. We've got unemployment. And apparently the most important and pressing issue is about, the idea that refugees and illegal aliens should be able to come to Lansing without penalty. What do you make of it?
Well, absolutely. It's not proper at this time. It's not proper at any time. We are a nation of laws. And everything that we've seen under our previous president, President Obama, has been about undermining the concept of the rule of law. He's picked which laws he wants to enforce, which laws he doesn't want to enforce. And as a result, our police officers have been in the crossfire. And that blue line, that thin blue line here, they're actually undermining the role of law enforcement and the rule of law. And I'm happy to say, that it's about time that we have somebody that appreciates the concept of the rule of law. I like to joke that a lot of the it's no joke actually, but it's over the last 8 years. President Obama has kind of ruled with his pen and a phone, and he's kind of made a lot of edicts via executive order. That kind of disappears pretty quickly, and I think what we've seen in the first week of President Trump's presidency is that he's pretty much erased Obama's legacy in 1 week.
What can you do in the state Senate? We're on the line with State Senator Patrick Kolbeck here of Michigan. What can you do from a state Senate position in Michigan to prevent this sort of sanctuary city idea from taking root? Is there something you can do? Apparently, $6.5 million of federal funding would be at risk if Lansing pursues that. What about state funding? Are there other ways to prevent this from happening? I am fully open to immigrants, but I'm also one that respects the laws of the nation and of the state and of the municipality. We can't just run roughshod over the law.
I agree. First thing I need to do is respect my oath of office. And that oath of office means I'm going to support the Constitution, which provides the framework for these laws. So first and foremost, we need to encourage people to follow the law. And by definition, you know, what they're talking about doing sanctuary cities, not just in Lansing, but also in Detroit, in Ann Arbor, all across the state, we've got to go off and start enforcing those laws, which means that if we have law enforcement officers that are coming across people that are illegally here in the country, then they should be detained for the INS to go off and process them in accordance with our federal law.
So how do we do that then? What do you do today? Do you talk to fellow lawmakers? What do you do today? Because this is a hot button issue, and it's about safety for the country, and it's about security for our state and everywhere else. We don't want to see happen here what's happened in other places. And we need to make sure that we vet people properly, that we have law enforcement has the proper tools to foil plans and plots that are out there every day. You know they're out there every day. And we need to make sure that we're safe. What do you do at the state level starting today?
Well, first of all, we got to play position, right? I'm a state legislator. I'm responsible for lawmaking. And making sure that those laws are adhered to is a responsibility of the executive branch. So I'll use any tool that I have as a lawmaker to make sure that the executive branch is listening to the laws that we have. So ultimately, it comes down to Governor Snyder and the Attorney General to make sure that we're actually executing those laws. Now, as a legislator, when we get into the budget process, which is coming up here shortly, if we see that people aren't taking their job seriously in regards to enforcing laws that we have in place, then we should be looking at identifying whether or not they really need the resources that have been put in place to enforce the laws if they're not going to enforce the laws.
I think that's fair. Senator Patrick Kolbeck here with us. And I know we're going to talk about some different things here, Senator, but this is the hot topic for today. I'd like to have you back, though, soon to talk about some more of these things. Great connection. Greatly appreciate it. And thanks for stopping in.
Hey, thanks a bunch, Steve, and everybody drive safe on the way in. It's kind of slippery.
There you go. A lot of snow out there across the state today. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. Back in a moment on The Steve Gruber Show.